This is your Financial Empower Hour with Jason Kreiderman from Great Lakes Investment Advisor. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Jason provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is your Financial Empower Hour with Jason Kreiderman.
Good morning and welcome to your Financial Empower Hour. This is Jason Kreiderman with Great Lakes Investment Advisors. It's a really chilly cold morning this morning as I'm talking to my co-host, Mr. Tony Shore, before recording the show today. We record these shows, I'm sure most of our listeners that have been longtime listeners know, we record these shows earlier in the week. This is Monday, right after Snowpocalypse 2024. I was telling Tony that we received between Friday night and through the day on Saturday. I live up in Sanford when the office is here in Midland. And Tony, I was telling you, I'll bet we got anywhere from 10 to 14 inches.
Wow.
Depending on, you know, the house, where we're at, and then the office.
Sure.
Trees down everywhere. Oh. I mean, every road you looked at, just some of them impassable. Problem was, it was very heavy, very wet snow when it started, as the temperatures were dropping, and they were calling for a lot of high winds, which would have been probably better if we had some wind, but we didn't have any wind. So all that heavy, wet snow just sat on the trees and hung them right down. And some of them snapped, but a lot of them I can't believe how, like in my neighborhood, how many trees are bent over that did not snap. It's just amazing how strong they are. But it was quite a weekend. We were out of power from Friday night about, well, maybe 11, 12
o'clock. Oh, really? You lost power?
Yep. We did. Yep. We were out of power Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Originally, we had a time of restoration of 12 o'clock on Sunday. But as you creep closer to Sunday morning to the 12 o'clock hour, they changed that, pushed it back to, I think it was 9:30 this morning. It was supposed to come back on. But when we woke up and got out of bed at 6 o'clock this morning, we had a message the power was back on. So I got to run outside and turn off the generator and flip the breaker on the house. And
I was going
to
say, so that was at your house you were out of power? I was going to ask how you what you did for heat, but you have a generator.
We do, yeah. We have it's not a hooked up permanent standby. It's just a really good size one that'll run the whole house. So I just, as if I know there's a storm coming, obviously I'll pull it out of the shed and get it over next to the side of the house by my external panel, and make sure I got a lot of 4 or 5 5 gallon cans of fuel. I made a couple runs Saturday. I made one run to the gas station and filled up all the cans, and Sunday I made 2 runs to the gas station.
Oh, wow. It goes through the gas, huh?
Well, it does. It does. It runs everything in the whole house. It's a pretty big one, so we don't have any issues running anything at all. But also when it was, warming up a little bit yesterday, my boy Carson wanted to get out and he wanted to ride the snowmobile and then he wanted to ride the 4-wheeler.
Oh, sure.
And then we were plowing with our side by side. And of course that all goes through
the gas
consumption of fuel. But other than that, I know you had mentioned you didn't get quite the snow over there in Minneapolis.
We did not. I'm in Stillwater, Minnesota, and, the Twin Cities area, I wanted to say we got about 2 inches, but I think it was closer to just an inch.
Okay.
And it was blowing, so there's nothing on my driveway. I scooped after it snowed, and it was just like an inch. It took a minute. But the cold, it was 7 below here about an hour ago, and the wind chill was close to 40 below. And the
You said that 7 was real temp.
Yeah, minus 7 was the real temp. About an hour and a half ago here in Stillwater, and the feels like temperature was double digits, wind chill near 40 below. So at that point, you do not go outside, right?
What do you do if you have to go out? You just bundle up and be careful.
You have to really bundle up and you can't stay out long. Any exposed skin at this point, you're going to get frostbite or burn, cold burn pretty quick. Yeah, they say like 5-10 minutes exposed skin. So you don't want to be out there. There's nobody out there. You get in your car. Well, you with remote start. You remote start the car. You run from the house to the car. You make sure you've got a lot of emergency supplies in the car and a full battery on your phone and a full tank of gas. And that's about all you can do.
Yeah, the downside is, like you say, if you weren't prepared for that and had to stop for fuel, which even if you are prepared at some point in time, you have to stop for fuel, and that would not be something you want to stand out there very long in those elements.
No, you know, you're supposed to stay at the pump while it's pumping gas, but you see a lot of people trying to duck back into the car.
I bet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Well, Jason, you and I are going to be in Nashville for a huge financial conference at 525 registries at this conference, and some of the top financial advisors and financial minds are going to be there talking, and you're going to be sharing your experiences with other advisors to help them and vice versa. So I think it's going to be fun, and it's in Nashville. I love Nashville. Lived there for 6 years and did radio.
Oh, did you really? I didn't know you lived there.
Yeah, I did from 93 to about 99, lived in Nashville. And worked there, did radio promotions for record companies and artists, and did radio as well on the weekends. And so I had a lot of fun in Nashville. My wife and I lived there basically the first 6 years of our marriage. So I
Nashville. That'll be like going back home for you.
It will. And basically my best friends still live there. And so we hang out, and that's great. It'll be good to see them, but it'll be great to see you. You and I will be hanging out, talking, and getting a lot of good financial information, which I know you'll share with our listeners here on the show, right?
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. As you mentioned, going to Nashville, what a great town. What an awesome place to be.
Yeah.
A great experience. Unfortunately, as you and I were also chatting before the show about the weather in my town and your town, and Nashville sounds like it's a lot like us right now.
They just got a blizzard for them. I mean, it's like they got 4 inches or more, and that for them, I mean, when I lived there, you'd maybe get a dusting. They don't get snow.
Yeah.
And so
it sounds like a lot of things shut right down. I mean, and the temperature got so darn cold. They're in single and low double digits.
They shut down schools and the airport, and so hopefully that's back up and running tomorrow when we fly in. That's all I can say.
Yeah, hopefully. Amy and I leave here, we leave here tomorrow morning early, and we're supposed to get into Nashville about 1 o'clock. But yeah, I'm super excited, Tony. It's an awesome experience when, you know, once or twice a year, we usually get an invitation from Gradient Investments out of Minneapolis, which is one of our third party wealth managers. When they host these awesome conventions and forums of some of the top masterminds of financial advisors around the country, it is extremely humbling and extremely honoring to be invited to be part of that group. This will be, I think, my third year where I actually get invited to come out a day ahead of time. They out of the 525 registered, as you mentioned, there's a select group of probably the top 50 to 100 that they invite out to do what's called like a mastermind roundtable one day ahead of the main event. And that's really for myself and a lot of my colleagues across the country to share some of our thoughts and ideas of what was 2020 in this example, 2023, what was last year like in our practice and with the families we serve, and what's really working well, and where did we come across some obstacles and challenges throughout the year. And it helps us prepare our businesses with some of the top 50 to 100 advisors, fiduciary advisors across the country. And the cool thing is we learn from them. And then the following days of the convention, Tony, is when they will share everything from us top 50 to 100 advisors with the other 400 some advisors that are there. So it's awesome. Again, it's honoring, it's humbling. I can't wait. It's always a great time, seeing all you guys from Gradient Investments and getting to hang out and talk, you know, personally, because obviously we see each other every week when we record these shows through Skype. I get to see your beautiful face on the computer screen here. And you know the old saying, boy, that guy's got a face for radio. Now I know why you've been so successful in the radio business, Tony.
I do have the perfect face for radio, as you know.
All good though. But yeah, so I'm excited. So again, by time this show airs, you and I will be back from our time at the summit and at this National Convention of Elite Advisors and back from our time in Nashville. And we'll be getting ready the next day to record our next show. And so, yeah, I'm excited to hear what both you and I have to bring back from this summit conference in Nashville this year and share that with all of our listeners on not only next week's show, but I'm sure a lot of weeks to come, because that's so much information, as you know, Tony, packed into 3 or 4 days of convention. We can't possibly share it all in one hour of our show. So I'm sure for the next weeks and months to come, our listeners are going to hear a lot about this awesome, empowering trip that you and I get to spend some quality time together in Nashville.
Yeah, it is going to be good. Now, today, Jason, you said you wanted to talk about a retirement calendar, and that's really good. Going through the different stages and ages, you need to have a plan mapped out, and different things happen at different ages. We're going to go through that today, but before we do, we're going to take a quick break and then come jump right back in to these important dates. We're done chit-chatting, and we're going to dig into the hard facts right after this break. But first, let's give away some copies of your book. Tell us about the book. You wrote this book, you and your dad. What's it called?
Yeah, so we wrote this book. We started writing it, Tony, probably three to five years ago now. And it was quite an endeavor. It took us a year and a half to 2 years to actually write the book with some additional editing support. And we finally had it come to fruition. I never thought 21 years ago when I became a financial advisor that I would have a book that anyone across the world could go on Amazon and buy.
That's amazing.
And it is. It's awesome. It's very humbling again. Now, listeners, don't go out there and buy it. It's like $14-15 on Amazon. I didn't write this book, become an author to be rich, because every book you buy, I think I get like a 62-cent check. So, Tony, you and I know I didn't write this book to become rich. I wrote this book to share 20 years of real-life experiences in the trenches of myself and my dad and our team, how we found a lot of investors out there, how we found a lot of our listeners today, and how we were able to help them do things maybe more efficiently or differently moving on into a more successful retirement.
Sounds good.
So yeah, when you talk about, you know, you asked what the book is called. It's called Empower Your Retirement. Plan for the best, prepare for the worst.
Yeah. And that's great. So let's give away a few copies of Empower Your Retirement. Listeners, the next 10 people to request a copy of the book, all you have to do is call 989-835-7203. That number again is 989-835-7203. And we will send you out a copy of the book. There's no charge. There's no obligation. There's no postage. It's on us. Empower Your Retirement. It's a great book. And also, there's resources at GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. But stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more on your retirement calendar here on Your Financial Empower Hour right after this. And welcome back to Your Financial Empower Hour. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our host, Jason Kreiderman, the man with the plan. And today, Jason, we're going to talk about a retirement calendar. Where do you want to begin with that?
Well, I think it's important, you know, just to kind of break down what the heck does a retirement calendar mean. And to me, it's, you know, you should think about planning for retirement at any stage in life. A lot of people say, gee, is it what time should I start planning? Is it too early to plan? Is it too late to plan? And to be honest with you, it's never too early and it's never too late to create a retirement plan, a financial plan of some form. You know, and I think having a plan that's customized to you and your goals is so important. No matter what phase of life you're in, whether you're just starting out, you're in the middle of a career, or you're at or into retirement already, having a plan that you can reflect upon, you can track, you can adjust and move along the way definitely would help you get through the rough times a lot easier, less scathed, and help you take advantage of the best times as well. So I think it begins with, number one, having a plan either by yourself, or what I would like to encourage all of our listeners out there today is finding a financial professional that you like and you can trust.
Yeah.
Whether you hire them to do a full-fledged financial plan, all of your management, everything, or you just engage with them on a casual relationship for random advice, review and reflect, or in any capacity I just think it's one of those things that, you know, talk about mechanics on my car. You know, I can add window washer fluid to my car, Tony. I can do that. I don't have to pay somebody to do that.
Right.
But when it comes to changing my brakes, I'm going to probably get advice for that. I'm going to pay somebody, a professional. And so I think your financial planning, retirement planning is no different. There's a lot of things you can do on your own. However, it doesn't hurt to have somebody that's what they do for a living. That's what they specialize in. Have them on your team at some capacity. And again, I don't think there's a too young or a too old when to get started. Having some form of plan. And so when we talk about, you know, my retirement calendar, really what it's all about is getting started. You got to start a calendar that says, where am I today?
Yep.
And ultimately, when do I want to retire? And you're going to back into that then based on where I am today, where I'm starting from, and when I want to retire, where my finish line is, what are some things that I need to do? And what are some things that are going to happen between now and then that I need to be prepared for, aware of, plan for, and just to make sure I am staying on top of this calendar to do the right thing. So we actually have a guide, Tony, that I know I shared with you, and you've shared it with some of your other radio teams out there, and it's basically age-based. It's broke down from when you start a plan. There's some important ages that I think we'll probably break down as we go through the show today.
Sure.
But it starts at age 50. And there's some different age breaks that go all the way up to age 75. Those are some timed deadlines that you need to be aware of, that things are going to happen. Automatically, age-based things in life happen from a financial standpoint. And so you need to put those in your calendar.
Yeah.
That way you can be prepared. You can plan for them and be prepared so you know, hey, next year or the following year or this year, this is going to happen because I'm this age.
Yeah. Okay, so to start the calendar then, you said it starts at age 50. I imagine that's a biggie when it comes to retirement planning. That's when you got to start really thinking about it, right? Age 50?
Yeah, it's a big one. I mean, it really ramps up. And here, you know, so what happens at age 50 is the IRS allows you to increase your retirement savings amount, meaning the amount you're personally contributing into your retirement plans. They allow you at age 50 to increase that from whatever you've been doing historically. And I think it's a huge timing thing too, because we think about when we're in our 20s, 30s, 40s, most of us have younger kids, we're raising the kids. So most of our extra money on a monthly basis is going to, in my case, football, basketball, baseball, gymnastics, cheerleading,
right,
into the kids. Lexi's driving now, so
oh, wow,
car insurance and
yeah,
fuel and those things.
That's always
fun. At age 50, 55, most of us at age 50, 55, kids are grown, they're out of the house, they're out of college. So that's when all of a sudden you might have some extra spendable money at the end of the month. So the IRS allows you to shift where you've been spending that money and actually contribute more to your retirement. And again, I think it's a crucial date because from 50 to maybe 55, 60, 65, when you're going to retire, those generally are your higher income earning years. The latest 5 to 10 years in your career are usually your highest income earning years. So you're allowed to transition a lot more money into retirement plans. So you can really make up for some lost time and pad up your investments in the last maybe 5 to 10 years or so of your working career before you retire.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is crucial. All right. So age 50 is important. You want to start kicking it down, looking at those IRAs, what you're contributing.
Yep.
And I know that those catch-up provisions take effect, as you mentioned. You can contribute over $30,000 if you're over 50. I think it's $30,500 to an employer plan, right?
Yeah, it's pretty huge. So the law this year in 2024, if you're under age 50, because remember, 50 is that target,
sure,
date you want to put on your calendar, that hey, up until age 50 I can contribute X amount. But you also want to be aware that after age 50, that amount increases. For example, if you're under age 50 this year, you can contribute $7,000 to an IRA or a Roth IRA, and $23,000 to an employer plan. But once you hit age 50 or older, you can contribute up to $8,000 to an IRA or Roth, so $1,000 more. And in your employer-sponsored plan, you can actually contribute all the way up to $30,500.
Wow.
So that's $7,500 more per year that you can contribute. And I think that's a huge target to be aware of. Wow, at 50, I can throw a lot more money in there legally that I couldn't before if I have the extra money and I'm in my higher wage earning years and I am really getting serious now at age 50 thinking about retirement. What a great opportunity to have on the radar screen and plan for when I can increase my contributions into my retirement accounts.
I think that is huge. In fact, let's take another quick break before then we move on to age 55. That's important to know at age 50 what you need to be doing, maxing out those contributions. Listeners, to get a plan in place, and you know everybody's situation is different. Maybe you can't contribute that much, but Jason, I know you can help them figure out what they're going to need in retirement, how much they should be contributing, what they can contribute. So let's talk about that. I will let our listeners know they can also, the next 10 callers, again, get a complimentary copy of the book, Empower Your Retirement. The next 10 callers will send you the book. If you set up that no charge consultation, you'll also get a copy of the book. Just call 989-835-7203. Again, pick up the phone, give us a call, 989-835-7203. There's also a lot of great resources and ways to get a hold of us to set up that consultation or get a book at our website, which is GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. Jason, you've got a lot of resources for our listeners there and people you work with. Your website is GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. Listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Your Financial Empower Hour right after this. Welcome back to Your Financial Empower Hour. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our host, Jason Kreiderman. Jason, great to be with you again today. I love doing the show with you each week. And today we're talking about my retirement calendar or a retirement calendar, the different ages. You've covered age 50. What's the next age you want to talk about?
55, Tony. That's a big one. Age 50. Yeah, that we just covered that in the last segment. That's when we can increase our contributions if we're able to financially. I think a huge opportunity that every investor should be aware of, should have on their radar screen, should plan for it, and definitely take advantage of it. Any increased contributions the IRS allows you to make. So let's shift gears now from contributions at age 50. There's a huge opportunity at age 55 that you could potentially take money out of your retirement accounts if you retire or separate from your employer early. What I mean by that is most people think, well, wait a minute, he just said age 55. I didn't think we could take money out of our IRAs until 59 and a half. And you're absolutely right. That is the federal law, the IRS rule. You cannot touch IRA accounts, employer-sponsored accounts until 59 and a half without a potential 10% early withdrawal penalty. That's a biggie, Tony. Yeah. Let's think about that. We take money out of those accounts. First of all, that money is going to be taxed. It's never been taxed before in most of those accounts. We're going to have to add it to our income, pay taxes on it. But if you withdraw money prior to age 55 or 59 and a half, without the exception of this rule, you could potentially pay an additional 10% penalty back to the IRS. So a huge no-no. If we don't have to do that, we want this age 55 on your radar screen. We want you to plan for it. We want you to prepare for it. And most importantly, if you can plan not to get stung by the 10% early penalty, that's really what you want to plan for.
But you don't want people withdrawing money from their accounts. Your advice would be, hey, don't touch those accounts until you're at least age 60 or full into retirement. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. At least age 59 and a half, 60 years old is that's what they're designed for. Right? Yeah. Retirement accounts. They're designed for when you retire later in life after age 60.
Right.
However, there is a cool law at age 55 that I want you to have on your retirement calendar. And that is if you separate service, if you retire, you get fired, whatever it is, get let go. If you separate service after age 55, you are able to pull money out of your employer-sponsored plan and not have to pay back or have that 10% penalty. That's key. And why is that key? Because there are a lot of people that get let go from a company, get an early buyout, or they get their position gets eliminated, and they're 55, 56, 57 years old. They're at some age between 55 and 60. If you need money to live on until you can get another job, a career, support yourself again into retirement, you can access your employer-sponsored plan like a 401k. You can access that money prior to 59 and a half and not pay the extra 10% penalty. And that's a huge, huge opportunity,
but that's,
Tony.
That's from the employer-sponsored plans. Like
that's only from the employer-sponsored
plans. 401ks, Roth 401ks.
Correct, 403b, or, 457, yep. Not your own personal IRA.
So the IRA, you'd still have to pay the 10% penalty even at 55, right? So
yeah, so we'd advise you, if at all possible, don't touch those accounts. Yeah. Don't touch those till after 60.
Yeah, and hopefully you won't be in a situation, I mean, unless you're going to fully retire at age 55 or between 55 and 60, you don't want to touch that money. But there is, if you absolutely had to, it's good to know about that rule of 55.
Yeah,
that allows you to make withdrawals from your employer-sponsored plan without penalty, without that 10% penalty. So that's where age 55 comes in. And I would also say at age 55, I mean, you said this about age 50, but if you don't have a written financial plan in place and aren't working with a financial pro by age 55, probably a good time to start looking at that, isn't it?
Yeah. Again, when's the best time? Right now.
Yeah. The best time is now.
It's never too late.
Yeah.
It's never too late. Now, one of the things where I have seen people that were not working with an advisor, and they reach that 55, or later between 55 and 59 and a half, Tony, and they either retired from an employer, maybe like full retirement, or they retired from one employer, moved on to another.
Sure.
Or here in town, we have, Dow Chemical, HSC, DuPont, Corteva, a lot of big businesses here that they've done mergers and split ups, and different people lose positions or get shifted to another company. Unfortunately, if you're not working with a trusted advisor, we've seen some people between age 55 and 59 that they decided to roll their previous 401k from a previous employer over to an IRA, which is a great opportunity. You're allowed to do that. However, as soon as you do that, you no longer can touch that money for income, because now you've pushed it into an IRA, which is now tied into the 59 and a half rule that some people have. Let's say I had a gentleman I met a few weeks ago just before the holidays. That happened to him. He was 57 years old. He was let go. His company downsized. Position was eliminated. So what he did is he said, hey, I heard you talk on the radio show saying I should move my money from a 401k to an IRA. So I did that. And I said, well, did you take into consideration what I probably also said on the show, and I also mentioned it in two chapters in my book, is before you do that, think about if you might need any income between that date and 59 and a half, because if so, you may not want to move all of the money out of your 401k. Might only want to move some of it. In this example, he said, you know what? No, I moved it all. And I said, well, unfortunately, he's going to need some potential income, and he's not going to be able to touch it now that it's in the IRA without the 10% penalty.
Ouch.
So why does it benefit to working with a professional on your team, Tony, whether you pay him 100% to manage all your money from dime one, or you just say, hey, I just want a consultant I can talk to once in a while if I have some questions before I make financial moves. He would have saved himself some potential heartache and heartburn and headache along the way. But so it is. It's important, again, age 50, get it on your radar, your retirement calendar. Age 55, get it on your retirement calendar. Between 55 and 59 and a half, that's really going to be an annual thing to keep track of. If you have any previous employer plans, or you retire or separate service from a plan, employer, what do you do with that money in those plans between 55 and 59 and a half?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great question. So really good to talk about age 55, what's happening there. Now, I think you already mentioned our next age, right, on the calendar, and that is 59 and a half. I hate those half years. I've told you that before.
I do too. We talk about that a lot. There's only a couple half years, but they do them. I wish they'd just make it a flat year. You know, 59, 60. Why even 59? Why not just say 60, a nice even number?
Wouldn't it be great? Yeah.
It'd be great. So yeah, but 59 and a half, that's another big one. Put it on your calendar as a radar. What does that mean? Well, at 59 and a half, you can actually make penalty-free withdrawals from your employer plans and your IRAs, Roth personal plans without that additional 10% penalty. I think it's huge, huge opportunity. Another one I want to touch on at 59 and a half is if you're still employed after 59 and a half, you are allowed potentially, the IRS allows anyhow, you to potentially do what's called an in-service rollover. And that is a huge, huge opportunity, Tony, that I want everybody to find out from the HR department. Do I have in-service rollover available if you're over 59 and a half and still working? Or if you're 58, 59 and still employed and you know you're going to be working past 59 and a half, I want you to find out if you have in-service rollover available with your employer-sponsored plan like your 401k. If you do, you have an opportunity to move those dollars out of the employer-sponsored plan and into your own personally managed plan. Tony, potentially one of the biggest opportunities the IRS allows us with our retirement money is to get it out from a limited, restricted 401k plan
yep.
that is forced to stay at that custodian, usually only has half a dozen to a dozen investment options to choose from. They allow you to actually move that money under your own power control or an advisor's power control to help you manage it more efficiently for the next phase of life. And so I think that's huge. An in-service rollover should be on your retirement calendar at 59 and a half.
Okay. Well, and that's really good to know. And a lot of people may not understand that. So you have to be aware of these dates. I think this has been a great show so far, Jason. But let's really quick, we'll take our final break here and give away some more books of yours. I hope you don't mind. I'm going to give away 10 more copies of your book here. You're going to have to order more already. I know you did recently, but
don't worry, Tony, I'll bill you.
All right. Well, listeners, the book is Empower Your Retirement, Jason's book. He wrote this and he'd like to give it away to you. No cost. He'll cover the shipping. So just give us a call to get a free copy of the book. The next 10 people that request a copy of the book, say, you have to say you heard about it on the radio show or the podcast. That number is 989-835-7203. Again, that number, 989-835-7203. Also, if you can't get that number written down, just go to GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. And stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Your Financial Empower Hour right after this. Welcome back to Your Financial Empower Hour. I'm Tony Shore, your co-host. I'm here with Jason Kreiderman, our host. And Jason, great show so far. You talked about the retirement calendar and what are important dates for our listeners out there as far as retirement planning. You started with age 50, right? You talked about increasing your contributions. You can do that at age 50 to your retirement accounts. And then age 55. About the rule of 55 and withdrawals from your retirement plans, possibly, but you want to try to avoid that. And then at age 59 and a half, you finished up with that, how then you're eligible to make penalty-free withdrawals from your employer plans and IRAs. But again, I know you recommend people don't do that until they are retired because that money is for retirement. And you don't want to touch that until you're fully retired, right?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, we're thinking about when are we accessing this money? Well, you don't access it until you have to. Meaning,
right.
I number one, I've been in extremely financial hardship. I have to. Or ultimately, I'm retired. Well, now we can start accessing those monies. So, yeah, but I think those are important dates to put on that radar, Tony. Your retirement calendar is 50, 55, 59 and a half. Those are big, big important dates you need to, number one, have on the radar. You need to be aware of what does that mean, what happens or what could happen at that point in time, and you need to plan for what should you be doing about it before that age and then after that date as well. And then we'll kind of combine three or four of these next dates here, Tony, into what I'll call Social Security targets or Social Security timelines.
Sure.
And the first one is age 62. Put that on your calendar. You need to know when you turn 62, you're eligible to receive Social Security benefits if you want to. You don't have to. You can turn your Social Security on under today's law as early as age 62, but you definitely don't have to. It's going to be a reduced amount that if you let the money stay there until full retirement age. So here's another one I want you to put on your calendar, Tony, is age 67. For those of you that were born in 1960 or later, your full retirement age when you're fully invested is 67. If you were born from 1955 to 59, your full retirement age is between 66 and 67. But full retirement age is 67. That's when you can get 100% of your full retirement age benefit of Social Security. And then the last one, Tony, on Social Security you want to target is age 70. If you have not turned on your Social Security income by age 70, you are highly encouraged to do so. Your Social Security does grow every year all the way up to age 70 until you turn it on. However, if you don't turn it on at age 70, it stops growing. So there's no longer any benefit to delay it and leave it there. You might as well turn it on at least by age 70. So Social Security targets I want you to have on the calendar, Tony, are 62, 67, and age 70.
All right. Well, those are important ages, obviously, and Social Security is huge. I know you have a maximization report you can run for people.
Yep.
But that does it for Social Security, but there's another big age in there, right? 65?
There is. 65 falls in there. It doesn't necessarily have to. It kind of has to do with Social Security, but not really, and that's called Medicare. At age 65, you must sign up for Medicare. You must at least sign up. Doesn't mean you have to pay for any of the supplements at all, but you must at least sign up. So you need to be put that on the radar screen again. Age 65, what do I have to do? Sign up for Medicare. Highly recommend you meet with or discuss your Medicare options. What are the rules? What are your choices and options with a Medicare specialist? And we've had Corinne Provost, Tony, on our show in the past, and I think she'll be coming up here within the next month or two as a guest on our show again to talk about just those things. Health insurance, Medicare planning. And so I think age 65 is a big date you want to have on the radar screen when it comes to medical insurance and Medicare.
Sure. And I know the last dates on your calendar that we're going to quickly touch on before we go today, and that would be RMD ages. And now there's more than one, right?
Yeah, RMD. And so what I want our listeners to, what did I just say, or what did Tony say? RMD, required minimum distribution. Let me break that down. You are required by law to take a minimum amount of money as a distribution out of your 401k, 457, 403b, and IRA type of accounts, not Roth IRA, Tony. Very important under today's law. You do not have to take required minimums out of Roth IRAs. However, by law, you are going to be forced, required, to take a minimum. You can take more, but you must take a minimum amount by law out of those accounts every single year. And if you don't take that minimum amount, Tony, it's a 50% penalty, 50.
Wow.
50% penalty of your required amount, the IRS will ding you and take back. Under today's law, age 73, put that on your calendar, Tony. Put it on the retirement radar screen. Age 73, that year, you must start taking your required minimum distribution out of 401ks, 457s, 403bs, and IRAs. Now, the IRS does allow you till like April after you turn 73. Just do it the year you turn 73 so you don't have to take two of them the next year. It's not more complicated. It's just simplified. RMDs are required every year before December 31st, and you must take them every single year. One last thing I want to throw in there. If by 2033, that required minimum distribution age shifts to age 75. So if you haven't reached that 73 age by 2033, you won't be required to take your RMDs until 75.
Wow.
That's under current law. Again, that's a long ways away. You know, tomorrow's a long ways away. But, you know, 2033 is a long ways away. But right now, on your retirement radar, on your calendar, Tony, put down age 73, forced by law to take money out of my RMD. And I don't want to mess up because if I do, they could penalize you 50%.
Wow. Yeah, you don't want to miss that. So
no,
you don't want the penalties, and that's for sure. Great show today. I'll tell you that. We really covered a lot of topics, a lot of dates in there. But I know that you have this document. If our listeners want to get a hold of this or want to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation to get their plan in place or get a copy of this calendar or get a copy of this book, all they have to do is call your offices, and set up a consultation. Again, there's no charge, no obligation to continue beyond that, but you'll at least get a good start on a retirement plan. And they just need to give you a call. It's 989-835-7203. Again, listeners, that number to call is 989-835-7203. And you'll be able to set up a consultation or get a free copy of the book. And you can go to the website. It's GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. Well, I'll tell you what, Jason, great show today.
It has been, Tony. Thank you again for another awesome hour. Again, next time I see you, we'll be within the next 24 to 48 hours. We'll meet at the awesome Gradient Summit Convention in Nashville.
Yeah. All right, listeners, that does it for today's episode of Your Financial Empower Hour with our host, Jason Kreiderman. Thank you for listening to Your Financial Power Hour. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Jason Kreiderman at Great Lakes Investment Advisor. Call 989-848-1188 or visit them online at GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. Investment advisory services offered through Great Lakes Investment Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor with the state of Michigan. Insurance products and services offered through Senior Financial Strategies, Inc., DBA, Great Lakes Financial Freedom Group, Great Lakes Investment Advisors, Inc., and Senior Financial Strategies, Inc., are affiliated company. Carl and Jason Kreiderman and Great Lakes Investment Advisors are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.